thinking a lot about making a difference, you have passed this on to your children. Let's name your children. You have three children.
Yes. The oldest is a son named Hal, who lives in Israel. Stacy, who lives in Tulsa, who along with her husband, Stephen Dow, runs Community Action Project, which is very involved in working with the working poor. And then the third is Jay Schusterman, who with his wife, Mary Lee, lives in Boulder, Colorado. I have six granddaughters, no boys.
So at an early age, you passed on to your children what was passed on to you as a child. In the Jewish tradition, Friday evening dinner, talk about that.
Okay, well, just briefly, every Friday night that I'm in town, we have a family Shabbat dinner. The Shabbos welcomes in the start of 24 hours of rest in the Jewish faith. So we have Shabbat dinner. We light the candles and say the blessings, then over wine and challah, and we all sit down together and talk about what we've done that week or what we're going to do. And then we also have on the table a little blue tzedakah, which is charity box that the children put money into. And when the tzedakah box is filled up, they vote on where they want their tzedakah to go. Each one of them has been very, very involved. Abby goes to Booker T, and she's involved in the Key Club. They do different things there. Rachel has trained a service dog. So I'm passing on to the kids, and they're passing on to their kids' involvement and commitment and caring.
You made sure when you had a young family that no matter how late it was in the day, that they all sat down and had dinner together.
Right. We had that philosophy because Jay played soccer and football. Stacy played soccer and baseball. Hal played football, that we all sat down together to have dinner because it was vitally important to us.
You took family vacations together.
Right.
And often Charlie would be involved in business late, but you made sure that...
What Charlie did that was so great, he believed in quality time. So he took each one of the kids on a ski trip by themselves so he'd have an opportunity to spend time with them. But I think what you're referring to is a story, and it's really funny. We picked up the kids at camp in St. Louis, and we were driving to Chicago. He was working on a deal at the time, and that was before cell phones, Blackberries, and all of that. So we would stop at every payphone between St. Louis and Chicago on our family vacation for Charlie to make a call and to work on his bid. It was funny, but we were in this together.
Is it drawn from the Jewish faith, the importance of family?
You know, I look at it, and I think that it is because the Jewish faith has always looked at the importance of family. But last summer, I took Rachel, my middle granddaughter, to China. I looked at the importance there of family. So there are certain countries, certain religions, certain nationalities that place a huge importance on family. And I think that today, to some extent, when I spend time with young people, I think that what they're looking for is a sense of community and roots. And I have to say, John, I think that to a large extent, that's why this program is so important. And one of the reasons I agreed to do this, one of the things that I try to do is spend a great deal of time with young people. Like last Friday, I was with the YPI group, and I try to spend time during the year with each one of them, or the Charlies, and now we have another group called ROWE. To try to give them mentorship. Young people learn by example. They need people that they can look up to. And so that's why I think this program that you're doing is so important, because they can listen to these people and understand a little bit what went into them. I think that all this modern technology is really great, but communication and a sense of community is vitally important. And when you're tuned in, which I don't do, to YouTube or Twitter, you're sitting there isolated. And I think that sometimes you lose a sense of giving back and of community and of your roots and of your heritage. And I think it's important that people have that.